This is The Guardian.
This week, Politics Weekly UK visits the towns and suburbs of Surrey in what some people call the Blue Wall. Traditionally, this part of England has been a pretty moderate, affluent and largely safe Tory heartland. But is all that about to change?
You voted Conservative in the past.
I always have. Always. And I'm not going to this time.
Who are you going to vote for?
I might just as well go and abstain in person. It's just such a mess. Such a mess.
Could we be about to see the seats once held by Tory titans Michael Gove and Jeremy Hunt fall and the Conservative vote crumble? I'm John Harris and you're listening to Politics Weekly UK for The Guardian. It's 7:30 a.m. outside Godalming Station in Surrey.
Liberal Democrats.
Have you always voted Lib Dem?
Not always, no.
We've sent our producer Frankie to grab commuters heading into London.
Were you formerly a Conservative voter?
Years ago, yeah. Okay. And then with everything that happened with COVID, I lost two grandparents and a great aunt and obviously wasn't able to see them in their twilight years. Just fed up with the bullshit, to be honest.
Since 2005, Godalming's MP has been Jeremy Hunt. But it's now at the heart of a new seat that could be lost to the Lib Dems.
I think I'm going to vote Lib Dem. I've always been a Tory voter, but I've always voted Lib Dem since 2019.
Can I ask what changed for you?
I just thought Brexit was a disaster for the country and that Boris Johnson should never have been in a position of such power.
Godalming suggests a classic affluent market town. The day we're there, the high street is lined with flags from Greece, the US, Canada and more ahead of D-Day celebrations. Opposite the Pepperpot clock tower, we find Michael, Philip, Nick and another Michael, fresh from their morning mountain bike.
You live in the Godalming and Ash constituency, as you understand
yes.
it?
Yes.
You do. So we make the politics podcast for The Guardian. And we've come here because it looks like what's going on here is very interesting. And it's a lovely place. Can we just ask you a few questions? That's the first one. Okay, I've got two left. Well, there's 3.5 weeks to go. Presumably you're going to vote in the election, most or all of you?
Yeah. Yes.
Tell me what your sense is looking at it and your options and what you might do.
So Jeremy Hunt is our local MP, and he's a very, very good MP for this district. But I have a major issue with him in that nobody seems to be talking about the real issue, which is the result of Brexit. And every politician is denying that, and that's why I couldn't vote for him.
Okay, and have you voted Conservative in the past?
Always.
And when did your feelings about the Conservative Party start to change?
Brexit.
Tell me why.
We have a local business. 10 years ago, 40% of our clients were European. We now have no European clients.
What's your business?
Market research.
So you've lost a huge amount of trade because of us coming out of the EU?
It's just seen as not appropriate for European companies to use a British supplier.
I don't understand why a Prime Minister that we had put in place to say, you handle the big decisions and ask us our opinions, but then as soon as a big decision comes along, he says, oh, we better have a referendum. And once we have the referendum, he buggers off.
Cameron we're talking about here.
Yeah, and then that's followed by... Well, I can't even talk about the man. I mean, May was doing the very best she could, but Johnson had just a charlatan, liar, non-follower.
You voted Conservative in the past?
Always have. Always. And I'm not going to this time.
And who are you going to vote for?
I might just as well go and abstain in person.
You're going to abstain?
In person. Down at the polling booth, yeah. It's just horrible.
Tactically voting, picking the candidate best place.
It'll be reform.
You're going to vote for reform?
I think I probably will, yeah.
But that's a wasted vote in a constituency.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Probably, yeah. It's just such a mess. Such a mess.
I think most of us agree that since Margaret Thatcher, most of the Conservative leaders and Prime Ministers have been pretty poor. I shall vote Conservative.
Really? Still? Despite everything?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think things have to... Oh, this is awful now. Going to get better... That sounds like a Labour thing, doesn't it?
Sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can I ask you, just because you mentioned Brexit so forcibly, how you're minded to vote?
Yeah, I think I'll vote Lib Dem, just to give Jeremy Hunt a bit of a shock, if nothing else.
But in all sorts of different ways. It's just having these three conversations. Sorry I haven't asked you, sir, but it sounds like you're probably in accord with your friends.
Not at all, actually.
Right, so this is a very diverse group of people in that sense. So what's your view of the election?
Traditionally, I would have voted Conservative, but I think this time I'm going to vote Labour. And I think the main reason for that is that I want a new generation of politicians. I think we've had too many politicians that have been in Parliament for 30 plus years, and I think it's time for really the deadwood to go.
So hold on, round this table we've got an abstainer, a reform voter, a Lib Dem and a Labour voter.
I'm thinking about reform, I'm thinking about the Lib Dems, but I just want to give the Conservatives a whacking.
But all of you, am I right in thinking that all of you at one point or another have voted Conservative?
All the time.
Wow.
Yes. Hitherto.
Yeah.
And you your sense is that the Conservative Party, what, sort of left you behind in various ways?
They've let us down.
If the Conservatives were to win your vote back, how would they have to change?
Grow up.
I think they just need a whole new generation of politicians.
They'd have to rebuild the bridge with Europe.
Wow. Appeal to most people who vote Conservative in the past and won't now because of the as you said, the failures we've had.
Thank you so much. That's fascinating. That's why we came, see? That's brilliant.
Thank you.
They have no idea, do they, about their own supporters anymore, the Conservative Party. That's what I think. I think they're sort of stuck in the world of 40 or 50 years ago. They think that the English middle class is still as sort of conservative with a small c and reactionary and sort of prejudiced in some respects, as it always was, and it's just not like that anymore. And this is 20 years ago almost now, when Cameron and Osborne were talking about modernising the Conservative Party. It's because they knew that places like this were changing. Then you get to 2016 and it just accelerates in completely the opposite direction, leaves places like this completely behind, right? And you start to see it change in council election results, and now it's hitting the Conservative Party like a hammer, right? Two parts of the Tories' electoral coalition in 2019 are falling away. Because of a mixture of Brexit, culture war politics and simple incompetence, they're losing places like Godalming. At the same time, the places they think they attract because of those positions, i.e. red wall places, were promised levelling up. And very little of that has happened, and so they're falling away. And so you've got a ruling party which is shot by both sides, really. And, therefore it's falling over.
Follows.
Yes.
That's a good name.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual.
Paul Follows.
I know.
I like it.
Yeah, it works quite nice for elections.
Now you have to lead. Ho, ho.
I know, right? I know. Done that one a few times.
The man hoping to end the Conservatives' grip here is the Liberal Democrat candidate for Godalming and Ash, Paul Follows. Paul ran in 2019, and through a combination of tactical voting and disenchantment with the Tories, he managed to cut down Jeremy Hunt's majority to just under 9,000. He's been the leader of Waverley Borough Council since 2021.
So actually, I don't think the area has actually changed much in terms of its values and its demographics, because actually this is a Remain-leaning area, it's a progressive area, it's an area that cares about people. I mean, this has got one of the highest proportion of, for example, Ukrainian refugees in the country. What has changed is Jeremy, and what has changed is the Conservative Party that he has been a member of for these last 14 years, that he's been a minister three times in and is now Chancellor of the Exchequer. That has moved and shifted significantly to the right, and people in a moderate progressive area like this feel abandoned by that group.
Yeah. So these are people who maybe have habitually voted Conservative, or from the outside would be expected to vote Conservative, and their values don't align with the Conservative Party now. I mean, this is quite a... Looking around, people are... live pretty well, but there are these little signifiers of people's values. You can probably pick up a loaf of artisan bread pretty easy.
Yep.
People are probably quite green-minded, worried about climate
Absolutely.
Emergency and all that. There's a record shop over there. That's always something of a giveaway, right? That you're in a certain sort of place. You know, if you go into record shops and say to people, do you like Suella Braverman type politics, you're not going to find many takers, right? That's what's going on here.
I'll take a bet that they wouldn't be, no. What I think has happened is that from the outside, people do think this is a very wealthy, affluent area. Masks a lot of deprivation, but it also is an area that does have a lot of compassion, has a lot of respect, has a lot of progressive, moderate views. And those are no longer represented by the Conservatives.
Yeah.
People here haven't moved. The Conservatives have.
If you win, you accept that you will do so on the back of a large amount of tactical voting, right?
I'm certainly asking Green, Labour, non-aligned individuals to think about what their incumbent MP has been doing for the last 14 years. Look at his voting record and look at what I've been doing in local government and ask, and this time acknowledge that we are by far and away in the strongest position to challenge the Conservatives, as we are everywhere in Surrey, and to lend me their vote on this occasion. Okay.
I've tactically voted for the Liberal Democrats quite a lot down the years because of where I've tended to live. I've always ended up in Lib Dem Tory marginals. But I voted Lib Dem in 2010, right? And look what happened there. So can I, hand on heart, vote for you with progressive intentions that you will follow through on?
Well, I can assure you, there's no possibility of a coalition with the Conservatives ever again.
If I worried Liberal Democrat politics as a consequence of what happened in 2010.
I think worrying about it is a reasonable thing, but times have definitely moved on since then. I'm one of the people that joined the party after that era. I'm also, if anything like that ever happened again, I'd be one of the first out the door, I can assure you, because I'm a centrist. I don't subscribe to any of the policies of the Conservative Party. They have moved so far to the right that, to be quite honest, even they are not recognisable to the Conservative Party between 2010 and 2015.
But hold on a minute. As a self-described centrist, on the assumption we get a Keir Starmer-led government, which is a racing certainty, given the chance, what directions are you going to pull a Labour government in? You know, why vote for you with progressive intentions in the context of Labour taking power?
Well, what I would say to Labour voters in a constituency like this is, if Labour get a large majority, I think Labour are going to need a critical friend. I think they're going to need competent, professional, moderate progressives like me and other Liberal Democrats across Surrey holding Labour to account and keeping them honest, to be blunt. A right-wing Conservative rump that is likely to be left at the end of this, all they're going to be doing is stoking culture wars. They're going to be causing mischief and trouble. They're not actually going to be helping anybody. If I'm elected, I'll be helping a Labour government do something good, and I'll be making sure that Liberal Democrat policies are part of that.
Beth Gibbons. Oh, it's got a record shop.
Yeah.
Right. Now you're talking.
One of the best in the
area. That's quite a demographic signifier.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was too tempting not to step inside Record Corner.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
There we meet Rachel, who's originally from the area.
How long has this been in?
Since 1958.
What, as Record Corner?
Yeah.
Really?
It's one of the oldest record shops in the South.
So it rode out the slump in sales.
Yeah,
and then you sort of rode the vinyl revival really successfully.
Indeed. So it was really popular with selling CDs, and then more recently we've expanded to doing mostly vinyl, as you can see.
Tell me how you feel about the election. I'm curious to ask as many people as I can around here.
I think we need some change. I've got teenage children, and I think for the last 10 years or so, I think we've really suffered, especially with education. I think local schools have really struggled with a lack of resources, with underfunding.
So you grew up here?
I did, yeah.
Wow, okay. How has it changed?
It was very Tory, but I think over the last decade, 15 years, there's been a lot of people that have moved out of London.
Yeah.
And I think that is starting to change the makeup of the area as the blue vote sort of dies out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think this area really, we voted Remain. We're probably central Tories. Like, there's a lot of people with, you know, central liberal values, and they now feel like the Tory party have gone too far to the right, especially with immigration and you know, austerity, and they feel a bit lost. I think voting Labour is, for a lot of people, still a step too far. But you know, with the Liberal Democrats, and certainly what they've done locally with the local elections, and the fact that the town council has changed from Conservative to Lib Dems, we've seen some, you know, really positive improvements.
Yeah, you've seen it happen already. Okay. Have you ever voted Conservative in the past without wanting to sound like the Spanish Inquisition?
No, I haven't. And I'm probably quite interesting because of how bad the Tories have been over the last decade or so, my youngest daughter actually does go to a private school now. So we have been slightly torn about what that means and whether we can afford to keep her there. But we've taken her there through desperation because, you know, she's dyslexic, she's diabetic, she's really struggled in mainstream schooling. I'm probably more of a socialist at heart. I think money should be going into education. I think all children should have the right to a fantastic education, and she's not going to be a guinea pig for me.
So you want a change of government despite the fact that Keir Starmer is going to charge VAT on the fees that you pay?
Yeah, and we will definitely feel the pinch because we're not an affluent family. It's more been a choice for making the best for our children. But yeah, I think we definitely need change.
We're on our way to Salford now, elsewhere in the Godalming and Ash constituency, to meet Jane Austin. Jane Austin is the leader of the Conservative group on Waverley Borough Council, but she's also centrally involved in Jeremy Hunt's election campaign. I think she'll be a voice worth hearing.
Jane,
I'm John.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Okay. And what's going on at this election? I mean, Jeremy Hunt, who was the MP for the old constituency, the Conservative candidate, he himself says it's on a knife edge, that it's close. So what's going on?
Jeremy's always known. I mean, he was elected in 2005. It's always been a marginal constituency.
It wasn't in 2015.
No, he did. Well, it's good for him, but, you know, he's always treated it as one. And I think, actually, that's now paying dividends because people have seen that he's worked very hard for a very long time. He's a very active local campaigner.
I mean, this time, unlike 2015, it's very, very close, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had various different polls done, and one puts us a few points ahead, one puts us a few points behind. I mean, I think Jeremy himself will tell you there's 1,000, 2,000 votes in it, possibly.
Close as that?
Yeah.
We have just been in Godalming, and we met four voters, all men. One of them was still voting, going to vote Conservative, albeit somewhat reluctantly, and the other three said they were not going to vote Conservative. And they felt that the Conservative Party, even the person who was still voting Conservative, actually, felt the Conservative Party had let them down and sort of left them behind. That post-referendum, Conservative politics has taken a turn that they don't think speaks to them. And quite sort of, you're nodding, so you recognise this sort of stereotype. Maybe the sort of people that David Cameron had in mind when he was talking about modernising the Conservative Party. And the Conservative Party's become something very different and they don't like it.
There is a very broad spectrum of different people that we're targeting in our campaign because we do understand that.
What, the people feel a bit estranged from the Conservative Party now?
Just that we are a very broad church. There is a massive broad range of views. You're going from your One Nation side, yeah, which around here would have been more prevalent and Jeremy Hunt is indicative of. And then you've got, you know, your more far-right sort of Suella types as well. So, which I have to say,
Doesn't sound like she's your cup of tea, is that right?
Well, I have to say, my politics are probably quite similar to that of my boss.
Right. Sounds like it's been difficult being a Conservative lately, has it?
Well, look, I'm Conservative to my bones. You know, I believe in the philosophy of conservatism. It's been very hard to witness some of the behaviour of some of the MPs, but the person I work for, I have to say, I think he's great, and I think he actually, he's very well liked and respected around here.
You worry about Nigel Farage tugging the Conservative Party somewhere you wouldn't like it to go?
Well, that's a new and interesting sort of dilemma. All I will say is, it's utterly self-destructive for the right to be doing this, because they're doing this, they will give Labour a bigger majority.
Okay. Tactical voting, though, is a thing, isn't it? That's quite a thing that you've got to somehow stop.
Yeah. So we've got two candidates here, who, one Lib Dem, one Green. They were both members of the Labour Party originally. Because they find themselves more electable under a different colour right now.
Oh, you think they're wolves in sheep's clothing, do you?
I'm opposite them in the council chamber. I can tell you exactly that's what they are. I can also tell you I fully expect the Green candidate to step down to tactical voting make way for his Lib Dem neighbour.
Bad news for you. That means the progressive vote's less split and Jeremy's in even deeper water, arguably.
Well, it's not democracy, I say.
You think it's a stitch-up?
That's absolutely a stitch-up.
I think people feel maybe it's better to live in a marginal seat than a safe seat. And if they tactically vote, at least it makes everything up for grabs and they get listened to.
I don't know about... I believe in the philosophy of conservatism. And the Green Party is very different from the Liberal Democrats, is different from Labour. I believe the electorate should be allowed to make the decision for themselves and pick their political philosophy. I think it's absolutely wrong that they can't do that.
So do you think you can win?
Absolutely. Of course we do. We are fighting extremely hard. I know the opposition. I know the quality of the opposition. And that is what motivates me to progress forward. Jeremy is absolutely the right MP for this area.
Jane talks about the Green Party candidates stepping down. Well, the Greens told us they've handed in their nomination papers this week and are looking forward to the campaign. We're now heading into Surrey Heath, the neighbouring constituency, which up to now has been represented by Michael Gove. And Michael Gove has one obvious thing in common with Jeremy Hunt, both long-serving ministers in the Tory governments the last 14 years. You know, if there was a school photo of the modern Tories, they'd both be sitting in the front row. But unlike Jeremy Hunt, who's having a bash at getting elected again, Michael Gove has decided to stand down. Which is quite telling, because on paper, Surrey Heath is a safer constituency than Godalming and Ashe. But he's hightailed it, and the Lib Dems fancy their chances here as well. And if that's true, the blue wall really is crumbling. It's a Tuesday afternoon, and we're heading to the Camberley Bowling Club, where the ladies' team are preparing for a friendly.
Where are we going? Ladies, look at them.
So, well, I don't know whether I'm allowed in. I better stay out. Am I allowed in? Wow.
In the locker room, we ask some of the bowlers how they feel ahead of the general election.
Am I allowed in?
Yes, yes. Brilliant, thank you.
What does it sort of do for your well-being? Do you know what I mean?
Why? Oh, it's good for old people, older people.
Or anyone, maybe. But it keeps you fit and so on.
Yeah, it keeps us fit, and it's good social life as well. You're out in the open air.
Can I ask you a slightly awkward question?
Yes.
We're here because of the election.
Yes. We know that.
You do know that. Presumably you're going to vote.
Yes, I'm going to vote because I think we should vote. All people should vote.
I would definitely agree with you.
No good moaning about things if you don't put in your vote.
And how do you feel about it? I ask you that because round here is quite interesting. It's said that some Conservative politicians might lose.
Well, I think it's obvious that Labour will get in because I think people generally just want a change and they think it will be a change for the better, but I don't necessarily think it will be. I think they think they're going to do all these things and there just isn't the finances
there. Well,
they
say that themselves. Have you voted Conservative in the past?
Yes.
And what, are you going to stick with them?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Because I think they're better placed to run the economy. I just do.
Despite Liz Truss crashing the economy?
Oh, that was a one-off.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope. So some of you were agreeing. I'm curious to know what other people think is wrong or right with the country. What things are not moving in the right
direction? I'm concerned about the National Health Service.
The National Health Service is not the same as when it was introduced in the 40s. Things have changed. We've got so many more people. It's just outgrown. It's the way it was set up.
A lot of people we've met today say they're going to vote Liberal Democrat.
No?
Yes?
I think I'm on the fence, actually, of which
what
one...
What are you thinking about?
Well, I don't really want Labour to get in.
Why
because
not?
In other countries, you vote for a president, you vote for a party. So it could be, by the time gets in, that they change whoever's going to be there and you could end up with a real leftist party. So,
But he says all the time, oh, the Labour Party's changed.
Yeah,
it's not Jeremy Corbyn anymore.
I know.
So you're sceptical about the Labour Party,
yeah.
But how do you feel about the government?
I've voted Conservative this time, but I always, you know, it just depends, really. But I think Nigel Farage is another nasty sort of thing in the mix because he comes in, he'll get a whole load of votes and take it away from the other parties, and then he won't deliver. It's just going to scatter all the votes.
He's a chancer, really, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think he just sort of comes in, throws a bomb, and then walks away.
I think he thinks he's Enoch Powell.
Yeah.
That's what's very worrying.
Yeah.
Makes you feel worried.
Very worried.
Tell me why.
Well, because I don't want blood on the streets. I don't want people fighting religion against religion or colour against colour. And I think somebody like him, like in the past, it stirs up. I mean, down here, I don't think we see the rage and things that happens perhaps in other parts of Britain. And it's very
They're
worrying.
Talking about him. Some Conservatives say that they want him to be the leader of the Conservative Party.
Ooh. They also wanted Boris, didn't they? So should we hear it?
Are there any politicians you like, instinctively?
I quite like Rishi Sunak.
I was with some people yesterday who said, what do you like about him? I just do think he does care and I think he does try.
What about Keir Starmer when you see him on telly?
No charisma. No charisma.
Well, some of the people we speak to, a lot of them say, well, it's not necessarily about picking a specific choice, but they say, oh, it's time for a change. You're nodding.
Yeah, I think it's probably right. I think if a political party is in for too long, then it's not a democracy, is it? It's a dictatorship. We don't want to go down that road. So sometimes, even if you don't agree with a change, you have to have a change.
Do you talk about politics much when you're bowling?
No. too busy talking about cakes and things.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, that's all right. Sue's going first.
I've been chasing this story, I suppose, for maybe 6 or 7 years, but I don't think I've ever seen it as starkly presented as this. The sense that there are large swathes of England, and southern England in particular, that are still thought of as Tory heartlands, that have been left behind, really, by the Conservative Party, because of everything it sort of inhaled around the time of the Brexit referendum. You know, in fits and starts, and despite the fact that Rishi Sunak wants it to look a bit different, it's moved fairly relentlessly in this ever rightward, more and more populist, culture war, Brexit-y direction. And that has no appeal to most younger people. We take that as read. But what's striking here is that alienates people you'd think of as the core Tory vote. Older people who voted Conservative all their lives, and their break point with just about all of them, if you ask, was that they voted Remain and then they watched the Tory party sail in the opposite direction. And I think there's absolutely no doubt, I'm quite wary of making predictions about elections, but I'll make this one. I think there's no doubt that's going to be a very, very big factor on July the 4th. And I'm really glad we were here to see it. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, make sure you subscribe to Politics Weekly UK wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to get your daily fix of politics, Today in Focus is now publishing an afternoon episode every weekday to update you on the ins and outs of the election campaign. Just search for Today in Focus. This episode was produced by Frankie Toby. The music is by Axel Kakutier, and the executive producers are Maz Ebtahaj and Nicole Jackson.
This is The Guardian.